Dreamscape presents Wandering Cultivator of the Broken Empire, Book 2 by Robin Weidman and Scribes of Solterra, narrated by Eddie Young. 1. Jane Callan was exhausted. His muscles had seized long ago, permanently locked into a defensive position. His shield, with its iridescent glider hide and gleaming glider talons, was poised just below his eyes, and he held his spear in an overhand grip, ready to stab or parry. He'd improved his fighting technique over the last few weeks under Song's tutelage, his muscles now hard and well-suited to their task. He was exhausted for an entirely different reason. A wild girl was hunting him. It was worse than raiding the Jan Wind Devil breeding grounds for summers and lychees. It was worse than battling a pack of spotted saber-toothed hyenas at night on a wind-whipped mountain. It was worse because this wild girl could think like a beast and a human, and she was craftier than both. She'd survived on her own, core and meridians corrupted, for Callan wasn't actually sure for how long, but it had been enough to hone her abilities. Her air affinity made her footsteps light, her movements fluid, even masked her presence. Every snapping twig or rustling fern or swooping shadow overhead made Callan jump. His nerves were shot. Sweat dripped like rain from the ends of his curly brown hair, and his throat was as scratchy as a mangy owl-eye hound. He hadn't dared lower shield or spear for a drink, and he'd been traipsing through the forest since sunrise. He let out a shaky breath and continued, swiveling this way and that, unsure if she was even stalking him anymore, but too afraid to let his guard down. Just a few days ago, he'd been convinced she was hunting him from the undergrowth on his left, and then he'd discovered her a few hours later up the trail swimming in the pool of a little waterfall. Yesterday, he'd been utterly, without a doubt, no way in eight hells, swear his mid-level formation stage on it, sure she was nowhere in the vicinity. And then he'd been walloped across the ass with an airstrike from her bow. Then Song had disappeared into the forest with a trickle of laughter, unseen again until supper. So today, not only was he exhausted with his nerves frayed, he couldn't sit down. When he started to shake, his muscles and mind finally unraveling, Callan lowered his spear into the leaf litter and shut his eyes. Step one, listen. Callan stilled his breath, ignored the nervous
sample complete. Ready to continue?